Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. So let's review the chapters from what we've already read earlier in this devotional series. We are now going to review, explore, and discuss the holy text more in depth than before. So now let's open up our Bibles to Galatians chapter 5. We will be starting in verse 1 and then ending on verse 15. I will be reading from the New Living Translation. So Christ has truly set us free. Now make sure that you stay free, and don't get tied up again in slavery to the law. Listen. I, Paul, tell you this. If you are counting on circumcision to make you right with God, then Christ will be of no benefit to you. I'll say it again. If you are trying to find favor with God by being circumcised, you must obey every regulation in the whole law of Moses. For if you are trying to make yourselves right with God by keeping the law, you have been cut off from Christ. You have fallen away from God's grace. But we who live by the Spirit eagerly wait to receive by faith the righteousness God has promised to us. For when we place our faith in Christ Jesus, there is no benefit in being circumcised or being uncircumcised. What is important is faith expressing itself in love. You were running the race so well. Who has held you back from following the truth? It certainly isn't God, for He is the one who called you to freedom. This false teaching is like a little yeast that spreads through the whole batch of dough. I am trusting the Lord to keep you from believing false teachings. God will judge that person, whoever he is, who has been confusing you. Dear brothers and sisters, if I were still preaching that you must be circumcised, as some say I do, why am I still being persecuted? If I were no longer preaching salvation through the cross of Christ, no one would be offended. I just wish that those troublemakers who want to mutilate you by circumcision would mutilate themselves. For you have been called to live in freedom, my brothers and sisters. But don't use your freedom to satisfy your sinful nature. Instead, use your freedom to serve one another in love. For the whole law can be summed up in this one command. Love your neighbor as yourself. But if you are always biting and devouring one another, watch out. Beware of destroying one another. Once again, that was Galatians chapter 5 verses 1 through 15 in the New Living Translation. Let's talk about and investigate the scriptures more in depth together. It is only through the grace of Jesus that we are free. Paul believed so passionately in the freedom in Christ that he was willing to suffer for it. This freedom is to be used to serve others, love others, and even be willing to suffer for others, which Paul was doing for the Galatians. Passion matters. So often we get so passionate about issues and topics that are not crucial. We can offend and hurt others in our desire to be right or win the debate. This is not freedom but selfishness. Other times we are not passionate enough about God's work. We overlook the hurtful actions of others, instead of dealing with them in love, and sit by passively as injustice happens, rather than taking a stand. The Lord is calling your heart to move with His heart. Here are some thoughts to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. What do you need to be less passionate about? What things of God do you need to be more passionate about? What might it look like for you to suffer for God's truth? Thank you for listening to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.